The Gemara daf Tesvav and Beis on the bottom is on a machlekes legabe how many children Haman had. One mandamer says he had 30 children. The other mandamer says that he had 208 children. The Gemara has different makaris for these different mandamerim. So the lechay, this is very sure from the nusach that we say in Maoz Tzur. Maoz Tzur, we say the lashon of Rav Bana Bekinyanav Aleitz Talisa, that most of his children, Rav of his children, were hung. Now lechay, we know only 10 children were hung. That's what it says in the Megillah. And whether he had 30 or 208, either way, 10 is not a rave of that amount. 10 is not a rave of 30, it's not a rave of 208, it's a miyat. So how could we use this lashon, rave bana b'kinyanav aleitz talisa, if he had many, many more than 10 children? That's a har on the nusach of the Maoz Tzur. And I thought that perhaps you could be mazal this, b'derech tzachis, maybe you could be mazal like this. If you look in Taisus and Yuma, daf lamed aleph, lamed aleph, Taisus over there is bothered with the kasha, that l'chari doesn't seem to make sense how all the 10 children of Haman were able to fit on the eights. So the eights was 50 amas high, and the assumption is they were all hung one on top of the other, so there doesn't seem to be room for everyone. And he makes a little cheshbon how much space each one would take up. And Lamaisa, because of this kashi, ends up saying that the Bnei Haman were hung ketuei rosh. They were hung, they were decapitated. Their head was chopped off, and only then they were hung, and that way they're able to fit on this eights, which was 50 amas tall. So it comes out, lefi that, when they were hung, they were not hung with their whole body, only part of their body. They were missing their head. So perhaps you could say that Rav Banav doesn't mean most of all of the children of Haman, but Rav Banav means the Rav of every ben. Most of each ben was hung, not all the ben, because the head was missing. So maybe that's a pshat in Rav Banav, v'kinyanav aleitz talisa, the Rav of the ben was hung, not all of it, because the head was cut off before, and that was how they were able to fit. And after you could say, b'derech tzachis, that's a pshat in Rav Banav, v'kinyanav aleitz talisa.